Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the vice president of player personnel, Joe Douglas, who joins the Philadelphia Eagles this week and joins us in studio now. Congratulations and welcome to Philadelphia. You know, fans are always interested. I get so many calls. Hey, how do I become a personnel guy? How does one become a personnel evaluator in the NFL? I want to hear your story.
My story, everyone has a different story. My story is I played at the University of Richmond. I knew that I wasn't going to have an opportunity to carry on my career as a pro player. But we had a pro day. We had some good players that ended up getting drafted. And I basically had my resume after my workout, just handing them around to different scouts.
Really?
Saying, hey, I'll come in, work for free. I'll be an intern, whatever you need.
And somebody bit, obviously.
I had a couple Ravens interviews. Yeah. And, you know, I took an interview right after the pro day. Didn't get that job. And then the next year, I did. Another spot opened up, so I got lucky.
Joe, what goes into becoming a really good evaluator? I mean, I'm imagining it's a lot of, obviously, watching a lot of tape, learning from a lot of people, mm-hmm. meeting the right people, mm-hmm. and then understanding that you're kind of then turning these players over to coaches.
Yeah. You know, becoming a great evaluator takes a lot of time. A very simple saying that my mentor said to me, if you want to be a good report writer, write a lot of reports. So I did that. I was able to learn under so many great evaluators, guys like Phil Savage, guys like Terry McDonough, Eric DaCosta, Ozzie Newsome. So very fortunate. So to be a good evaluator, the number one thing you need to have is conviction. You know, you need to say how a player can help you, exactly where he fits on the team. So that's probably the number one thing.
I think it's interesting that and over the years you learn the Eagles may have a player rated as a third-round pick and the Baltimore Ravens may have that player rated as a fifth-round pick based on the schemes, based on the kind of talents that are required from that position. Is that really kind of the X factor in this whole thing, that you're not just evaluating the player on physical skills, mm-hmm. but how he's going to fit into your system?
The team fit is the most important thing. Because I see the scouting staff as an extension of the coaching staff. We need to get the right type of people and players for them to help them succeed on the field.
Okay. So. Why was the Eagles job an attractive one for you?
The Eagles job was very attractive to me. Just because I knew what kind of people Mr. Lurie and Howie are.
Okay.
Heard so many good things about those guys. We have a lot of former Eagles in Baltimore. Coach Harbaugh.
Yes, you do.
Juan Castillo, quite a few. So they couldn't say enough great things about this place, this organization, not just at the top, but everywhere. So it got me real excited.
15 years in Baltimore, two Super Bowls?
Two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Very a year fortunate. In Chicago. What's the key to success with the Baltimore Ravens?
I think the key to success in any business is people. It's a people business, mm-hmm. and you know, you win with people. Those sayings ring true for a reason, and especially in Baltimore and Chicago, both of those places were great treating people the right way, and empowering them and developing people. Not only developing players, but developing personnel guys, developing personnel systems, helping them grow throughout the organization.
Now you bring with you Andy Weidel. He is your assistant director of player personnel.
Yeah.
Can you explain some of the things that he brings to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Andy brings passion, conviction, some of the things that I mentioned earlier. You always know how Andy feels about a player. And that's because Andy's done the work. Andy has experience. Andy has as good of ability to read people, read players. He has great resources throughout college football. Just a phenomenal talent evaluator.
I'm imagining that there are people watching who are, again, as I said earlier, who want to be personnel evaluators. So you mentioned writing reports. Right. What is a report? Is it three paragraphs of analysis? Is it four pages? I've never seen one.
Yeah, so... I mean, one report. I mean, you might go into school and have 13 guys to write up hours and hours of not only the film work, but talking to sources at the school, gathering as much information you can about a particular player times 13 more guys. So just the report is basically every position has position specifics and critical factors. And then you write the summary just exactly of what he is as a player and how he fits with the Philadelphia Eagles. And you base your grade upon that.
So the critical factors at positions, that's something that is specific to teams. So what the Eagles' specific critical factors are, you have to learn, still get with the coaches and find out what they're looking for.
Right, exactly.
Okay, what happens now with you, Joe? What do you do for the next few months?
Well, like Howie mentioned earlier, the first thing on the docket in the personnel side is getting ready for the 2017 draft, especially on the college side. I kind of view those guys as the recon team, not to get militaristic about it because it's not life and death, but those guys are out in front. They're a year out in front. So we're going to go down for the NFS meetings, get ready for the 17 draft. The college side's pretty much helped the 2016 Eagles as much as they can. So it's time to work on the 2017 draft and, cool. and get a new crop of guys in.
It's an 11-month-a-year job. It's a 12-month-a-year job. You're looking 11 months out, aren't
you're
you?
You're always out in front.
It's crazy.
Out in front.
Wow. Well, hey, congratulations.
Thank you
Welcome
so much.
Welcome to Philadelphia,
to
Joe
here.
Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you in studio here. Looking forward to working with you and bring us some of that great success you've had in the past. We'll be good to go. Joe Douglas in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.